More than 200,000 people plan to march at the U.S. Capitol on Saturday, the day after the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. The purpose of the march is to advocate for women's rights and the rights of minorities. The mission statement says the rhetoric of the recent election cycle insulted and threatened women. The march sends a clear message to the new government administration that women's rights are human rights. Betts Judge traveled with 11 other women from Cache Valley, Utah, to the U.S. Capitol to attend the march.
We are all united in our concern for what we see evolving with this administration. We have a lot of ethical questions concerning how this process is unfolding. There are things that we ethically call on our representatives to do what they need to do, answer questions about the ethics, and make them accountable.
Over 1 million people plan to march in solidarity rallies in every state across the nation on the same day and continuing through next week. Michelle Holt, the director of Utah State University Access and Diversity Center, said she is attending a march in Salt Lake City on the first day of the Utah State Legislative Session.
I think it's important, especially after this recent election, that women come together and make their voices heard.
Donna McAleer, Utah Democratic Congress nominee in 2012, says she's marching at a rally in Park City on Saturday.
I'm marching in solidarity with other women and veterans across the country and recognizing that the diversity of our country is really our greatest strength.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Stilson.